So although some patients are coming into the emergency department by their own vehicles, friends are bringing them in after they've overdosed, a majority of them are coming in by ambulance. And they come in through these doors over here.
This is the emergency department, or ED, at Bacchus Hospital in Norwich, and I'm being shown around by Karen Butterworth-Urban, the Regional Director of Emergency Services. She says just like in any other ED, the staff will be assessing the patient and getting ready to administer the revival drug naloxone. But there's one more thing that's happening here.
When that unintentional overdose hits the stretcher, the frontline nurse is calling mobile crisis outreach to say, I have a patient, they're in my emergency department, they're here for overdose.
Mobile Crisis Outreach is a service of the Southeastern Mental Health Authority, a state agency based just 20 minutes away from Bacchus. And quite often, the person on the other end of that call is supervising clinician Jeff Watson.
When I'm driving to see somebody in a circumstance like this, I remind myself of all the really great people I know who were very lost in addiction and have recovered and are doing very well. So I know recovery is possible.
It's Watson's job, after the patient has been revived and stabilized in the ED, to sit with them and ask where they'd like to go from here.
I remember when we were planning this, I was picturing myself coming in and saying, you know, good morning, you just woke up, you almost died, can we talk? That actually doesn't happen.
He says in a noisy and sometimes crowded environment, with a patient who can be feeling very sick indeed, it's best to expect the unexpected. But often there is an opportunity to help them reach out for resources to treat their addiction.
This is a moment where, even in an illness that's characterized with a lot of denial, where denial is dropped down. You know, you've woken up in the emergency room, they told you, you know, you were clinically dead or very close to it, and you were brought back. And it's a moment when sometimes people are more willing to think about what they're doing than at other times.
The genesis of this idea to involve outreach workers in overdose cases came about a year ago when Butterworth Urban started noticing a whole lot more patients coming into the hospital. She checked the data and found indeed the number of overdose cases had doubled. She convened a meeting of local emergency and mental health services. She says not everyone had the same approach.
But the one thing we all agreed on was there was a gap of continuity of this patient presents, they have a problem, what's the next step? No one could really articulate what that was because, frankly, it didn't exist.
In fact, most patients, once they were revived with naloxone, were simply sent home with just a sheet of paper listing local addiction resources. Worse still, many would overdose again and come back multiple times. Compounding the problem, being revived with naloxone or Narcan is a pretty unpleasant experience, leaving the patient in withdrawal, often vomiting and with uncontrollable chills, and not very happy with the nursing staff.
It's not the most welcoming interaction you'll have during your day as a nurse when you have to give Narcan many of the times. And that used to get frustrating, and that helps to build that stigma, and that helps to build the frustration of, oh, so-and-so's back again, they overdosed again, and oh, yep, they still don't like me today.
She says having the backup of a trained mental health or social work professional can help frontline emergency staff realize that addiction is a disease that needs in-depth treatment.
I have a very experienced team.
That's Chris Burke, who manages the Southeastern Mental Health Authority.
They know when to walk away, they know when to say, maybe we should continue this tomorrow, or they know when to say, let's go now.
The pilot program at Bacchus has been up and running now for almost a year, and more than 60 overdose patients have been offered the outreach service. Almost 80% agree to at least talk to the outreach worker, and 40% go on to some form of treatment. Burke says he knows the next step will be to follow through to monitor outcomes.
The data collection is the most cumbersome part, but it's also, as we move into the 21st century, we know that the data is really, really important because we can talk about what we do. I can give you examples of how well it works. We know that we need to keep the data.
Dr. Jim O'Day is head of the Behavioral Health Network for Hartford Healthcare, the parent group of Bacchus Hospital. He says while the opioid epidemic is taking lives every day, it's also worth remembering that many people are entering recovery every day.
There's a whole tapestry of resources that we need to make available to our patients, but these moments when people come to the emergency department and this intervention where we're connecting people with care right away, I'm completely confident that that's saving lives.
Bacchus is so far the only hospital in Connecticut taking this approach to overdose. The Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services says it's in talks with other facilities to see if the program can be expanded through the state. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.